heard that. Welcome back to another NBD show, episode 86.
Yes, 86.
And it's going to be the Podcast X or Podcast 10 episode.
And it really depends if dire fans out there are going to be really upset if you call it the X or the 10. Big discussion point.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the X.
No, it's the 10. If you call it the X, you get made fun of.
Where's the 9?
Skipped it, I guess.
X just sounds better. I'm going to say that.
Hey, if Windows can do it, Apple can do it.
Yeah.
But who's done it better?
Windows.
Do you take Apple's excuse for skipping the 9 or Microsoft's excuse for skipping the 9?
What's what?
So Microsoft couldn't use 9 because 9 was already used for all their legacy. 95, 98, nine's taken.
Windows 9!
In programming. iPhone, their reason for making it the 10 was the 10-year anniversary of the smartphone, of the iPhone.
Both lame.
Yeah.
Both lame, I'm going to say.
It's kind of like Xbox.
I know.
They skipped the Xbox 2 because PlayStation was on the PS3 when Xbox was only on their second version, which is why it's called the 360.
Well, they skipped a lot if they went straight to 360.
Yeah.
Well, they upped them by 357 at that point.
Their product research team thought that they would sell less if they didn't have the number 3 in their name.
How about you just make a good console?
That's fact.
All right.
That
well,
they did.
This is at the Wireless Freak on Twitter talking. We'll introduce ourselves real quick because, you know, we have so many new listeners every week.
Yeah. And we have so many people this week.
I know. It might take a while. This is Vaughn.
This is at Bear the Terror.
On Twitter.
Oh, yeah. On Twitter. That's the only thing I got.
On his new full bleed, full screen Twitter expo, wow. iPhone X.
iPhone X has arrived. Arrival day.
Let's just get into it. And for the record, I was wrong.
Wrong.
I apologize. I thought it wasn't going to be till February.
Wrong.
Oh, God.
I've been getting teased. I keep saying I stayed up till midnight. I lie.
Unbelievable.
I went to bed at 9, set the alarm for 11:50, woke back up. But key point to Wireless Freak, I had to use the app. The website, by the time the website went active, the phones were already sold out. They're 5 or 6 weeks delay. If I didn't have the app ready on my phone, I wouldn't have got it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I had the laptop up and the phone. And then what I did was I pre-saved, made it a favorite.
Smart move.
Well, I'm not going to take full credit for that because I've gotten that from other people, but...
Still.
It was crucial.
But it was crazy because I did research just for fun. Some countries are the reverse. Their website became active before the app. So I don't know how that works, but...
Well, if you're in America, use the app.
Oh, it was flawless.
How come?
For some reason, the website gets hit harder.
It takes a server reboot.
Yeah. Either gets hit harder by people or... The API just is more resilient than the website is.
Well, what I experienced was the website didn't even allow you to pre-order. It was still on the please wait, we're announcing something soon.
The hold page?
Yeah, it never actually went to the, hey, try to click as fast as you can before everyone else. It never refreshed. Even though I was refreshing the page, they did an awesome job when it did. It was seamless. Like, the website didn't even look like it went down. They just refreshed it and, like, boom, it was there, but it never showed up until like 5 to 10 minutes after midnight.
Dude, they must have pre-cached all their content delivery networks.
It worked.
Yep, that's a thing. Yeah, 100%.
But hey, it's arrived. I did all the hacks. The next day, I hacked UPS or the trick to get your tracking number, and I tracked it all the way from China.
You were kind of a stalker for your phone.
Yeah.
What do you mean you hacked it?
So there was a little way, because Apple, what they did was they referenced your reference number in the UPS tracking. So if you took your order number, threw it in UPS and track by reference, it would search UPS and find your tracking number. Then you could use your tracking number to figure out where it was. Then I signed up for My Choice UPS so I could track it every step. And then I found another little hack where people, this thing called FlightAware, and you could find out what flight your phone was on. So I followed it all the way from China to Alaska, Alaska to Louisville, Louisville to Sacramento, Mather, and then drove it over to Rockland.
Dude, literally, if he had a kid that he like had flown, that fly to like Europe by itself, he wouldn't have tracked it as much as his phone.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Then, I signed up with the little UPS thing.
No, he's like, dude, he's at Raley's or a grocery store.
Yeah.
He must be like, he's like 5 minutes from my house.
But then,
you were like deep in the shit on that.
Yes,
then,
you
huh?
can follow the truck on the UPS store. It's delayed, everyone, so you can't try. Don't mug UPS people. They're good people. Let people get their products.
Disclaimer.
But you can
don't
follow,
be a scumbag.
You can quote unquote follow the truck. So I'm texting, you know, the wife, like, it's close. Get home. I need someone to sign because I didn't pre-sign.
Don't eat lunch. Just get your butt home.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge miscommunication that happened today. The wife thought we missed the delivery. So every time I text her where it was at in excitement, she thought that meant drive to that location and try to hunt the person down.
Oh, my God. How far did she have to drive today?
I don't know. She spent some time. Then she gave up and was like, screw it. I'm going to go walk the pup. So she went out to go walk the dog. And I was like, he's at Raley's. He's across the street. Get home. And she's like, what do you mean get home? I thought we missed a delivery. You're going to have to get it tomorrow. I was like, no, I've just been so excited. I've been telling you where the truck's at. She interpreted it as, oh, I need to go find the truck.
You guys need to work on some...
What was she going to do? Just knock on the door when the guy... Hey, you got a package of mine. Is it cool if I just get it now?
I got this address. Trust me. It's real.
To be honest, like, it's hard to communicate very well over text, right?
No, it's not. It's the same as talking.
No, it's not because...
You're sending bad text.
Maybe.
Obviously, you're not utilizing emojis correctly.
No.
Or
speak little, speak much. You know? I'm just... So, anyways, it came about 1:30 today. So, other people got it way earlier. One, people got it yesterday in Australia, but some people got it way earlier today.
Damn it.
But wife drove it down, picked it up, been using it for the last 3 hours.
So, give us your first impressions. Like... When you open it up in the box, did like you start crying? Mm-hmm. Was it emotional?
No, but the screen is impressive. It's wall-to-wall screen. The notch, I can't even tell it's there.
Really? Because I can. It's like a big thing at the top of the screen.
Well, I thought for whatever reason,
just don't look up there.
I thought for whatever reason it was gonna be this weird thing, kind of like the camera where it's a little bezeled.
Yeah. It's flush.
I have to say, it would be extra annoying if there was screen above it, but there isn't, right? It's just the black comes down a little bit.
And not every app is updated, not even close to every app. Just the big players, Facebook and Twitter, has already updated. Yeah, pretty much. Maybe news outlets have already updated to use, I'll call them the devil horns. I'm not going to call them the notches. I kind of like calling them the devil horns. Oh. So when they get to use those, they're going to be...
Shout out to all the Satan Wars first.
iPhone sales just went through the roof.
Yeah, there you go.
The notches are going to include so many shortcuts. I'm digging it. I actually like the notches.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think they're...
You think it's an aesthetic, a pleasing aesthetic?
It might not be fully appeasing, but I think they're going to... Every app can... utilize it to add tons of shortcuts and tons of functionality.
Wait, there's actually like icons that show up on that little thing?
Yeah, when you scroll down, you put the thumb in that area and scroll down, and that's where like your control center's at now. That's where your flashlight and tools are at. So let's say picture, you know, Clash of Clans. Boom, I just, you know, developed the app. I can put little hidden things in there to drop down and have little shortcuts.
It's like the Node Edge.
Yeah.
Remember the Node Edge? A little side bit there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It had like... A ticker that you could read.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than that because you get the full screen when you slide it down. It takes the screen over.
It's not Android.
No, I thought it was cool. I never used mine, but if someone actually did something for it, that's a super cool little thing. They just have to use it. That's all it is.
Yep.
No, I never use it. I wrote something on there one time, and the light turned on at nighttime. That was cool. It showed you what the time was, but other than that, never used it.
Well, that was with the curved glass.
Yeah, which is also crap.
And there's no curved glass on this one.
No. It goes straight to the
pure
metal bezel.
Yes.
And it's actually heavier than I expected. It was kind of a little beefy chunk of technology.
It is heavy.
Are you, I think it weighs more than the 8 Plus.
Are you into a light phone? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I would want the, just me, I want like the heaviest phone possible because then I feel like it's just made. I'm like, I like it. Got
you're
a good
the
weight.
Same person that will buy any phone if it has a huge battery in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and that's all it's all about.
Shout out to the new Nokia that's supposed to have like 4,100 milliamps or whatever.
Wow. I don't even know what my phone has. I got to look that up. But yeah, just give us, like everyone's like, oh, it's a little heavy in the hand. Like, what? If a phone's too heavy, you are too weak. I'm just saying. Oh that's gosh. Not a thing.
Oh, I guess Stephen King, or I mean, Stephen Hawking's King. Oh.
All phones are heavy for him.
Damn.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
I think you want the phone good. To feel solid because
yeah,
it feels like, it's built correctly.
Yeah.
It's great. I enjoy the size. Size is way different. I'm going from the 6S to the X. I mean, a lot of people have already transitioned to notes or the plus sizes. Even the regular size X, still, I got to use two hands. It's definitely not a one-hand operation anymore.
That's what she said.
Ah, yeah.
It's growing all of a sudden overnight.
How big is it?
the phone. So it's roughly the size of the 6S. It's a little bit bigger, not very much.
Okay.
But it's big enough, and especially with the screen going edge to edge.
Five and a half-ish, or...?
It's a good 8 on a solid day.
Wow. as long as it's not cold.
it's tough to get your thumb all the way up to the tip.
Those are wiener jokes.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the size, but we'll have to see the cases come.
He does enjoy the size.
The case came in today as well, but not before I got the phone, so the wife couldn't bring the case. So I'm a little nervous on the case, you know, what the size is going to do to it. But at the same time, I want the case to be nice, kind of back to having a beefy phone, right? I want the case to protect the phone.
Yeah, that's what
so
it's for.
So if it's a little big, as long as it, you know, fits in the pockets, and since I don't wear skinny jeans, it'll fit.
But the phone is so sexy, don't you want to just go caseless?
Yeah.
No way.
But, you know, it's a huge investment, you know. Got to protect
it. What case you get?
I got the, before on the 6S, I had the LifeProof.
Okay.
So I really contemplating getting a LifeProof again, but... As everyone can see, I've gone probably almost a year without a case. The LifeProof died. I was just kind of lazy. You can email them and you just pay for shipping and get a new one.
You know what? LifeProof is not that good. I mean, their it kept breaking. Breaks all the time.
We got
I know.
Yeah, we got another guy, No Name Kane.
Yep. And he's gone through like 3 of them.
Yeah, and his he blamed was the, was it the 5S when they first introduced Touch ID? The plastic would break. Because that was the
really?
First time, you know, your thumb was constantly
Gosh.
Over the
They just
the
look
home.
Like junk to me, man.
So I looked at it. I didn't get it. Then I looked at the Speegen. And the only reason I didn't get the Speegen was they weren't going to ship till later. And I started going on Amazon. A lot of people bought cases in early October.
Jeez.
So that they'd have one for the phone. And what happened was when iPhone officially released the specs, the cases they got were smaller than the specs of the X. So
no.
People were like, how's this supposed to work?
Oh,
so I got the Urban Armor, the UAG.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
That's I got, dude.
I got the Monarch.
It slides right out of the pocket, easy.
Oh,
look at this baby.
So I
mean, you guys can't see it.
I got the Monarch, and I wanted the carbon fiber one, so I got the carbon fiber
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, iPhone X UAG Monarch, carbon fiber.
These guys are great.
There's tons of colors, and I wasn't going to wait, but it didn't matter. I wanted the carbon fiber one.
You could just get another one in a couple months for, I think it was...
$60.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was $55.
Whole on Amazon?
Both. It was
that's
the same
brand
price.
New. I've never had a new phone, though, so that's probably... Or
well, it's
for them stuff, I've never had a new...
Yeah, because like $55 on Amazon for a case is like $1 million.
Yeah, so even the ones on Amazon came directly from UAG. It didn't matter. So
yeah.
If I bought it from their website
no
or Prime.
Yet.
Yep. This is $55.
Well,
and
I
then
have to say,
I haven't got a tempered glass.
Slick.
I haven't got tempered glass yet, but I'm gonna get that too.
Nice.
What's that? What's tempered
glass? To protect the front, the screen.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that I have the leather case from Apple. And I've been super happy with it. And Vaughn.
I'm telling you.
Give me some cred on that.
Oh, it looks slick.
The patina.
Yep. Yeah. The pants just got a little tight.
And it's a big phone, so you know.
Once you get Gene on anything leather, I think it looks so cool.
So it's like you just stuck your baseball glove down your pants for a couple weeks.
Look at that thing. Tell me that thing's not attractive.
It does look good. I've touched your leather before, and it's
It's fine.
Put it close
it's
to your face. Well, rub it on your cheek.
Did you moisturize your leather?
It looks so cool.
No,
though,
actually, I did moisturize my leather the other day.
Me too.
It got a little dry. You know, it scratches real easy.
You know what's crazy? As I haven't paid attention, but a huge movement on like any of the social media was whether your case still shows the Apple logo, and the Monarch doesn't. I'm like,
really?
But now I'm just looking at, you know, Justin's
case doesn't, but it's
Apple's
embossed.
Case hasn't burnt in. Yeah, embossed.
Oh, okay.
Embossed.
Do you think the cow had that on it before they killed it or after?
I think that they brand the cow before they cut it out
before,
of its back.
Yeah.
That's on point. That's professional.
I mean,
I would.
Why not?
You just see a bunch of cows running around with Apple signal. You're like, I know where those are going.
You know, they actually use the skin from the udder because it's the softest.
That's a pretty dark udder you got there.
That's a beat up.
You put jean stains on anything and it looks good.
Look at that thing, though.
It does.
It looks so much better than the day you got it. It looked so cool then, but look at it now.
No, I agree. When the day I got it, I wasn't too sold, but since it's been in my pocket, it's looking real good.
So this has got the oils.
Well, and you know, I don't worry about my hands being wet when I pick it up, or you know, it all adds to the patina of the leather.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do like it. I looked at tons of different cases, but
I always think that's fun. Getting a new case is always super fun to me for some reason.
Yeah,
I mean, check it out.
Yeah, $55 is a lot of money, but phones are grand.
It's hard to raw dog an expensive phone.
I know. I don't get how people do it.
I really looked at the leather too, and I'm just not a folio person, but they look cool, but I can't do it. So I looked at those too. What I first did was, since I'm getting an Apple phone, I went to the Apple store to see who they partnered with on their cases. And then from there, that's when I just dove in deep and looked at, you know, all the cases.
You're a researcher.
Yeah. But then it's at the end, like, everyone's not going to be pleased, right? So then at the end, it's like, yeah, what do I like the best? Oh. And I just picked that one.
UAG, hell yeah.
Our coworker got the Speegin with the little stand. I really thought about that because the stand is cool, but like I said, I ended up not getting it. So you can stand
your
phone up.
You can buy a stand for like 50 cents.
Yeah, but it's like built into the case, so it stands up and you can watch little movies and stuff.
Well, your coworker doesn't work very hard. Who is it? Is it someone that's on the podcast?
Yeah, actually, but not here.
Lazy.
A couple people, I think, got them, but I can't confirm because one of them hasn't been at work for a week.
Oh.
Oh, he works super hard. Are you kidding me?
Shout out, 21st birthday.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Did he got the stand-up case?
Yeah, him and No Name.
He's way too young to get a stand-up case.
He's a
frail individual.
He just
holds the phone.
Come on.
The phone is too big for his tiny hands. He needs something else. He needs a third kickstand to stand it up.
Ken got that one too?
Yeah, he did.
Standy?
Nice.
Huh. I gotta admit, like, especially the deal they were running, it was like $15.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. The other thing that was important to me in a case was if it still kept the wireless charging capabilities. Not that I have it yet, but if I ever want to get the AirPad or whatever they're going to call it, then I, you know, I'm wanted to get something that still was tested to keep wireless charging.
One of those nightstands from IKEA that has it built right in.
That would be cool.
Well, the Apple one is going to make it so all your Apple products can get the individual power it needs on their own pad. You can put up three devices at the same time on it. You just throw it on there.
Yeah.
Apple Watch, Apple Phone, Apple
AirPods.
AirPods.
I forgot about AirPods.
They're not?
No. They have a lightning connector on them.
I thought they put wireless charging in that little pill capsule.
So it's wireless charging for the phone, the pods, but the case itself, you got to plug into the lightning.
That's kind of a bummer.
Dude, those are
what
awesome.
What does the case do? Wait, why do you charge the case?
It recharges the headsets.
Dude, the case is sick. Actually, the little pods, they magnetically go in there and position themselves correctly just to flip in.
Huh.
And the case actually has batteries in it that charges the headphones individually. So you can get like two or three charges for your ear pods in the case before you have to charge the case.
Wow.
Okay. Dude, Apple hit that one out of the park first run. People love them.
Just production issues.
Yeah, and they
crazy.
Can't keep up with demand. But they sound really good for wireless Bluetooth headphones. because I had Bose ones before. So I've been doing a lot of flights, and I wanted to get some good headphones.
Yeah.
So I bought the Bose noise canceling in the ear headphones.
Good choice.
They sounded good, but I had a lot of pairing issues with it. And the one thing that freaked me out is when I was on the plane or taking off, and I'm got the thing up so I can pair my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
The Bose app saw every other person's headphones on the plane.
So what happens if you would have tried to pair with it?
That's what I'm saying. So I was like, I think I'm getting rid of the Bose.
You just started listening to that non-straight porn that coming into your headphones.
Yes.
You're on a flight and you just hear like, ooh.
The last, if that plane goes down, the last sound I don't want to hear is wieners slapping together.
Sword bites. That would be a shit show right there.
Oh. Damn.
I'm thinking about getting the AirPods for Christmas.
I think you should get them. They're cool.
I wish I could. I would just lose
them.
I know I
would. You don't need
no, it's not that. I just know me, I would lose them.
They are hella small.
I know they're awesome, and I can't. There needs to be attached to something.
So they have talked about coming out with the tether.
No, I actually bought tethers.
Oh, you did?
Little silicone. So
really?
Yeah, they're these little silicone tethers. I'll show you when we're done. I'll get them. But the AirPods slides right into them. It's real tight. It holds them.
Yeah.
And then also they have these silicone covers that go over the bud itself with a ear
goes
contour.
Up to the top of the ear?
Yeah.
Like the Bose ones.
Yep. So it'll hold it really good in.
Oh.
Man, it still works. You pull it out of your ear. It stops the playback. You put it in your ear. It starts back up. Everything works. It's super comfortable. And they sound super good.
Those Bose ones were the most comfortable ones I had. I love those little earbud things.
Yeah, the silicone they use.
There's
was
something
like,
about that little up bit.
Yes.
That J that comes
it
out.
It just
the
hits
top.
The spot.
Oh, man, it's perfect. It's
like
it goes
the
right
ear
on
G spot.
Top. Oh, man, let me tell you.
The E spot.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting them. We'll see. I think they're going on sale. We'll see what Black Friday has to offer. Even though Apple doesn't go crazy on Black Friday, every dollar matters. You know, if you get $25 off, $25.
No, you'll get like $5
off. Yeah, this isn't a PS4.
Give you the $25 off the $5,000 MacBook Pro, but they won't give you $5. It'll be like $5.
Slick deal alerts.
Oh, slick deals.
Yep.
Get that PS4 for like $160.
PS4's garbage.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay,
what?
Let's go.
I want to play Hot Shots Golf super bad.
To consoles.
Ooh, Hot
consoles.
Shots.
Xbox, PS4. Let's go.
Xbox, not even close.
Yeah.
That's where all my friends
all day
are.
Long.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the X?
No, no way.
Me
no
either.
Chance.
I have no need.
Doesn't do anything for Destiny, so
is
I don't
that
give
the
a,
VR
I don't give a crap.
Yes and no. So it's ready for VR, but it doesn't come with anything. They didn't partner up with anyone for VR. So it's capable. I think it does like 13 teraflops power processing. Power
no,
or some
less,
shit like
less
that.
Than that.
A lot of people
less
hot out
that.
There, right there.
It did. I thought it was 13.
No,
it's like 7.
I think it's like 7 or 8.
I don't know.
Because a 1080 Ti is like 13 or 11 or something like that.
So we'll see. I don't know. I just when I play games at this point, I want to sit down, and relax. Like Vaughn said, you know, Destiny's out. I'm not playing Destiny VR.
No.
Would it be cool if you could?
No.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Give me more frames, and that's it.
Yeah.
I just want
smooth
60 frames.
Running.
So you guys aren't interested in VR at all?
No.
Really. I don't think so.
I already have a hard enough time where knowing if people come in my house when I'm playing video games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm toast. I'm dead.
Lock your doors.
I do. It still happens. Yeah.
There's just the joy of moving the fingers. You know, I don't want to move the whole body.
The finger
always,
touch, dude.
Everything you say just sounds dirty.
I'm just saying. Like,
it's factual.
Nice, it's nice to lay down and relax and just have the fingers moving. I don't have to move any part of my body.
Just flick the stick. Flicking the stick.
I guess so. Yeah.
You can flick multiple sticks at the same time.
Yeah.
I was going to say pounded mounds, but...
That's a good one.
Pounded that A mound.
Yeah, I'm not doing the VR thing. I don't even have a 4K TV, so the 4K part doesn't entice me either.
Yeah,
I'm thinking 4K HDR. That's going to be my next TV, but I'm...
The new console.
Dude, I'm still rocking the Panasonic Plasma.
Dude, me too.
With that.
Damn.
There. Yeah.
That was the
it's a tank.
Back in the day,
it's a tank. Yeah.
It puts off some heat though.
It's
it?
Hot as hell. Yeah. I know.
You don't need the heat.
When I put it in the tiny room, it gets so hot in there.
I'm just rocking a little LED, which I thought was broken, but it's fixed.
Yeah, he slapped it back into submission.
Hell yeah.
Little finger touch.
Yeah. Get the fuck back in your place in the TV. The
I'm still worried
TV
about it.
On.
I'm really style. Worried about it. I know.
It's working so far. I mean, I've gotten Destiny all last weekend. I haven't done anything yet this week, but
that's okay.
Last week completed almost.
Faction Rally Tuesday.
What? They're bringing it back?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tuesday.
Huge update events. December 5th, by the way, as well, listeners.
For Destiny?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huge
DLC,
update.
DLC, first one.
Okay, so I know Vaughn's only playing Destiny now. Are you only playing Destiny?
Yeah, I'm not as up there, I don't think, as Vaughn. I only have two characters. You can have three max. I have a 303 Hunter and a... I could probably get him up past 300, but what I like, 299 Warlock.
And Vaughn, which one is your hottest character?
Honor, no doubt. Ooh. Worst character by a mile, but
is she good looking?
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
What race are you?
Awoken. I'm gonna change that though.
What kind Human. Of race is that for those that don't look at play Destiny?
Human, robot, and Ooh. Awoken. Awoken's like alien humans. They're just actually just really pale. That's all it is. Really, it's kind of weird. It's actually really bad.
I'm a little robot dude too. Person.
I'm going to make a robot guy. I've never made a robot man before.
Are we talking like cyborg almost?
Well, it's funny because you really don't get to see his head because you have a mask on. You'd have to run around nude to see underneath.
Hey-o.
You
It'll
see,
suck at my faction.
Yeah. You see your face for like the first 45 minutes of the game.
I leave mine off. I always take helmet off. Social space. Everything social space, I take it off. But like Dave was saying, you never...
For those on the Xbox, will you guys give out your gamer tag?
Juice Willis.
Yeah. At Bear the Terror.
Yeah.
Okay, what was yours?
Juice Willis.
Juice Willis and Bear the Terror.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just like the Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm. What is the best gamer tag that you've seen online? The one that's just the funniest or just like was the most clever?
It had to be something in Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League's for sure got the best gamer tags because you see a lot more people. Even though Destiny's a bigger world, the interactions are more intimate. Like in Rocket League, you always have to see the other players at everyone's gamer tag.
Yeah.
In Destiny, those kind of open world games, you just run past the guy. You look at his name for a second and you lose it. Yeah. The world's so big. But in Rocket League, every match you're seeing.
Because every time they score, that name is just pounded into your brain.
Yeah, after they've pounded the goal.
Yeah, you're like, boom.
Yeah.
Sucker.
No.
I don't know.
Best I don't know either. Tag. There were some hilarious ones though in Rocket League for
like
a while.
Hot Pants.
Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson? Was that a real one?
Yeah, I've seen Turd Ferguson.
There's some Taken ones that I thought were pretty funny, but I've never played against them.
We don't want to say them in case they become available.
Yeah, I know.
Someone wants one real bad.
Yeah. Are they like domains? Can you squat on a gamer tag and hopefully someone will buy it?
Yes. So Xbox just did, well, not just, but they did a major cleanup where they cleaned up gamer tags from the original Xbox. People that haven't played since.
Holy crap. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. So I've had my gamer tag since the original Xbox.
And you were going for John Wick.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's still available, but John Wick with a couple alterations is available. Johnny Wick. But I don't know. I took
you
it
better,
up for...
Now you have to change it before we release this. Because the three people that listen might play Xbox.
Yeah. I don't know. I put it out there for group vote, and no one was buying it. So I just kept it with the original. Everyone knows the Bear of the Terror.
Sounds good.
What was your name before? I forgot. It was pretty good.
Oh, it was...
I've had Gil Murray.
No, the one right before that, I think.
That's a good one, though.
No, it was the other actor one.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum. That's always
Carl Pilkington. Doc Holliday.
That's not bad.
There's a couple other ones.
You get one for free a year, I think.
One chain.
The rest are $10.
I know. I spent about
Xbox has got
at least
50,
a game's worth.
Yeah, Xbox
probably
got
more.
$53 in gamer tech changes by Vaughn. No.
It's not great. It's more fun, though.
But all the other games have gone wayside with Destiny out. It's just Rocket League and Destiny.
So this has been an all-tech podcast, but we have... I'm going to throw this out there. It's kind of a curveball.
What?
The new gas tax. 12 cents on gas...
Fake news.
Is it fake news?
Have you seen it went way up way more than 12 cents?
Well, you know the gas assholes are going to take advantage of this.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The gas holes?
Yeah, the gas holes.
Everyone I've talked to, gas went up by a good 18 cents, if not 20.
But that's still super low, though, right?
Compared to Europe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, but they all have nice running diesels.
That's true.
Yeah,
and
their
country's also
sport
like
wagons.
Penny. Like the state of California covers the entire European country, you know, continent.
Yeah, true,
true. It's true.
But I don't know. I mean, California especially has already been one of the highest special gas tax that was supposed to go to roads. And look at where that's at. The thing that
we have terrible roads.
Yeah, yeah, and yet they what do they think another 12 cents is going to do for them?
Hopefully fix them.
Okay. We'll see what that happens.
We just got a bunch of like brick-laid freeways and stuff like that. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that. Germany style.
It feels like that, actually.
Yeah. And then was it like 20-something cents for diesel? Because diesel went up more than gas.
Away, yeah,
but, you know, that's going to suck for the truckers. They got to get screwed on that deal.
Well, that just means all of our food's going to go up.
Oh, jeez.
So it does the right? What? They don't care.
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, that's a California law. I don't know. The other thing that kind of bothers me, too, is even though they're raising the rates on all electric cars, I think electric cars should pay more in car registration than gas.
Why is that?
They don't pay gas. And if you don't pay gas, they ride the same roads that we ride with gas, and we pay taxes at 12 cents every gallon.
So you think there's enough electric cars to actually damage the road?
No, but at some point you got to offset if you're not buying gas.
I would say semis damage the road way more than electric cars.
For sure, but I'm just saying, like, let's say I paid $200 in registration. Maybe make the electric car pay $350.
Oh, my
God. I'll tell you right now.
They would throw a fit.
Is that not fair? You're telling me
it's not fair.
Hold on, you buy the electric car. You ride the same rides as, or same roads as me, but you don't pay any taxes.
I just bought an $85,000 car. I pay more taxes than you'll ever pay in gas.
But that $85,000 doesn't go back into roads.
That was hypothetical.
Yeah. But do you not see my point though? A little bit. They got to pay their fair share, too. Are you kidding me?
Don't they still pay $200?
Okay, so they pay the same amount of registration as you, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't pay anything to help the roads.
Some of that goes to the roads, probably.
Yeah, right?
Okay, that's it. I pay that fair share, too. And for every single inch that I go down the road, I'm paying extra in taxes. They don't pay.
If you're going to let this like micro cent really bother you,
I'll give you a penny on Monday.
I'm just thinking,
you got no problems in your life.
What happens when everyone drives electric? No new roads because no one's paying gas tax.
Well, there'll be no smog either, and that'd be beautiful.
Yeah,
I give you that. Okay.
And there'd probably be no traffic collisions because we'd have robo-drivers.
That's another topic, though. Yeah.
Mm. They'll probably get their own lane, and then they'll pave it themselves that you can't go in.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the gas
lane. Pave it with the tears of gasoline-driving citizens.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I think, well, you know what? There's not enough electric cars to actually make a difference right now. They're trying to stimulate the economy of automobiles to have electric cars become more widely accepted, and they have to give tax benefits to do that.
Yeah.
So when electric cars become on par with gas, or maybe there's more of them than gas cars, they'll probably reevaluate that. But until now, there's not enough cars to even fix a curb.
I'm not saying
if you look at what
I'm not saying it's gonna be like for like
the cost of curbs these days. Am I right?
I'm not saying it's gonna be like for like, but you know, pitch in an extra $25, $50.
That's a lot of money. $50
a year. You're gonna pay more than $50 and 12 cents for every gallon you buy a year.
Well,
I'm adding it up right now. Yeah. How often do you fill up?
I will for sure, but I don't know. Yeah,
I was gonna say. I don't know. I would have to do the math. That's what I'm just saying. Something. I mean, maybe $100 when I said earlier was a lot, but maybe 25 is just something a little bit. We all drive on the same roads.
They also are saving our planet. They're green. Just soldiers out there saving the environment, spending all that money to help you out.
DiCaprio. Battery dies. Now you have waste.
I just throw it in the ocean, though. Exactly. Disintegrates.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
What do we do with all that nuclear stuff?
Yeah, you just dump it in the ocean, dude. It turns to dust.
I mean, until we can get to space really cheap, then we just launch it out in space.
Oh, I hate that that's even an
that's
idea.
That's a great idea.
Hold on, but you'd rather
it's
put it in the ocean.
It's just a cool asteroid.
Yeah. What's the difference? You'd rather
I'm
put
kidding,
it in the ocean.
I'm kidding. I was kidding.
I would love to shoot garbage into space.
How
That'd
about
be so fun.
That comes with Boom. Every home you buy. That's standard in every home that's purchased in the future.
It's not like a shoot stuff
a space launcher of trash.
There'd be so many rando babies just getting chucked up into the atmosphere.
You're like, I don't know what happened to him, officer. He's gone.
Dude, why didn't you go to babies, Vaughn?
They're like the same size as garbage bins. I know.
Oh, this is the child-free podcast right now. None of us have kids.
Yeah. What else would you shoot up there?
Prison population wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
The what?
Prison population.
That would be like a dumpster thing,
Dude,
though. You'd have
what?
To have a dumpster.
What if they actually colonized the moon with criminals like they did Australia? Australia turned out pretty cool.
Wait, Australia put criminals on the moon?
That's how it was kind of founded.
Australia was founded from Britain sending their criminals to Australia.
That's why they're so cool, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they have cool people, but they don't have like cool creatures. They have like the deadliest
the
snakes.
Worst creatures. No.
Kangaroos?
They have the deadliest spiders.
They're mean.
Platypuses?
Also mean.
Platypi?
Platypies?
Yeah. I'm just
Koalas?
Telling you. They have
cutest animal ever.
Not bad.
Okay, you got one.
But
you got one.
I'm just telling you, the most deadliest
the
shit on the planet. The most deadliest shit on the planet is
there. Yeah. Emus.
Hey, just watch out when you go outside. Emus. There's 87 different creatures that could kill you if you run into its web. It's just spiders.
That's just its web. Have you not
Have you seen those spiders?
I've never been to Australia, but that's definitely on my bucket list of places to go.
Oh.
You don't even want to go there?
I don't think so.
Holy,
it's too scary.
Your car is named after a place in Australia.
Oi.
Oi.
Great car.
Yeah.
Terrible spiders.
Yeah. So if the moon has creatures like Australia, then I'm not going.
I guarantee you there's no creatures on the moon.
There could be.
I guess there could be, but
if there was a nasty spiders out there, that would suck.
What if Chris Rock lived on the moon?
Definitely not going.
Wasn't that the movie?
Fifth Element?
Yes.
Was he a moon
Chris Locke lived on the moon?
I thought
I've actually never seen
like
the Fifth Element
party
all the way
thing
through.
Was on the moon.
I don't know what planet they were on. It's a good movie, though.
That's a real
You've
good
never
movie.
Seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Holy shit, that's an excellent movie.
Yeah, I know.
You're Bruce Willis. Juice Willis is
I know.
In the movie.
Well, it's not the same as Bruce Willis. It's just a name.
I think
it just sounds like Bruce Willis. That's all
it's
it
like
is.
It's like a doppelganger?
Yeah, but I got a mustache.
I think that might be Bruce Willis's best movie.
Nope.
Unbreakable.
Lucky Number 11. Easily.
That's not bad.
Great.
That's a good movie.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. What?
Is that a baseball one?
No. It's a Josh Hartnett one.
Shannon
Sassamon.
These are all names I don't know.
Pearl Harbor is that Josh Hartnett dude.
Oh, not Shannon Sassamon. Sorry. Wrong movie.
He was
Pearl Harbor.
The two pilots that were the only people to shoot down Japanese planes.
Him and Affleck share the babe.
Yes,
Affleck. It's kind of weird.
After he died,
that's
he's
like a
been
really
quaking,
weird thing.
And then you know, now in real life, Ben Affleck's experienced it.
No, but don't they aren't they like both alive for the majority of the movie? And she goes back and forth between the
yeah,
two
so
guys.
Yeah, so pretty much the whole movie. What happens
it's
is
weird.
Wait, she's sleeping with both those dudes?
So, yeah, what happens is Ben Affleck's character, unfortunately, can't remember his real name. His character's real name in real life.
Ronald. We'll just say
probably
that.
A war hero.
Yes,
sorry about
war
that.
Hero. He goes away into World War II. He goes into the European theater.
I'm kind of sorry for the war hero that Ben Affleck played him.
I am, too. That's a huge bummer.
Batman played him. So he goes to the European theater and his plane gets shot down, but he gets saved, but he's been gone for months. So everyone assumed he died in a fire, in a dogfight.
So she's like, I got a bang.
Well, the best friend's always been hanging out with the lady. Yep. He's been quote unquote keeping her safe
That's
while he died.
Yeah.
Boom, slips in, they get together.
Did he stealth her?
Finger touch.
He probably did stealth her, if I had to guess. Well, sure
he
shit.
Was a fighter pilot.
Classic 1940s?
Yeah, sure shit. Ben Affleck character's alive, comes back. She don't know what to do, so Eiffel Towers happen.
No, they don't. Eiffel Tower.
Crazy.
Yes, shut the frick
she's
up. Crazy.
She's pretty much with both of them the whole time.
Yeah. Yes.
In a World War II movie.
Well, I think it's screen, a Michael Bay thing. I think. Oh my yeah. It's kind of racy.
So now what yeah. happens?
Is this Pearl Harbor the movie?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Shit's on all of them. They all have to go to Pearl
wait,
Harbor.
Wait, she, no, time out.
This hasn't even started. This is like a fourth of the way yet. Through the movie.
Yeah, it's about a 5-hour movie.
Shit on them?
Pretty, no, well, the country kind of shit on them. Because,
right on the chest.
Because sure, sure shit, she's somehow.
Two fighter pilots, yeah. one cup.
Somehow she's a nurse. She also goes to Pearl Harbor. With both of them.
Yep. Wait,
so the three
the
of them.
The nurse is a different chick?
Yeah. So, well, that's the one they both were Eiffel
no,
Tower.
No, it's, okay. yeah. It's,
they, all three of them go to Hawaii mm-hmm. and in Pearl, they're in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Oh.
So what are the coincidences?
Sex capital of the world.
They all get picked up yeah. together, the three of them.
Picked up by what?
The U.S. government to ship yeah. them out.
America.
Because oh, yeah. they all happen to be stationed. Well, doesn't one of them get hurt and he takes him right to her to get fixed in the hospital?
I think so.
They're like dying and they make out pretty much while like Pearl Harbor's happening.
Yeah.
After they.
Oh, man.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah. That ruined it.
So after they pretty much settle down, she kisses one of them. The other one comes up a couple minutes later. She makes out with him now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this,
yeah.
this sounds like an episode of The Bachelorette.
They both somehow meet it's, back up yeah. on the tarmac, and they're like, we got to start taking the Zeros down.
Yeah.
And they were like the only U.S. soldiers to actually kill Japanese fighter pilots.
And they just happened to be by their planes because they were banging the nurse. And they're like, dude, let's go do this.
Yeah, and then they're like, it's your weird. Lips are wet. My lips are wet. Yeah. Nah.
Jeez, we.
Yeah. They both get in, and then they do these cool moves where they're gonna
really low flying.
Hold on,
this isn't made up at all. This is how it actually is.
Then they're about to hit each other. The Zeros are following them, blowing them up, and they're like, "Turn left" at the same time, and they play chicken.
Yeah,
the two planes go at each other. The two dudes are pretty much sword fighting with planes, yeah. so they've done it before.
Yeah,
and at the
they're
same
Eskimo
time,
brothers, so they're locked in.
So right as about they're about to hit tip to tip, propeller to propeller. They both turn left and they miss each other. Yep. The Zeros smash yeah. into each other and everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's about a 5-hour movie.
So then there's two more hours after that.
Yeah. Of FDR with not being able to walk, giving speeches.
Did they end up? So they ended up living. They didn't die in Pearl Harbor?
No, they didn't.
So the rest of the movie is about FDR, and they never
wait,
hook
no,
up
don't
with
they
that
come back stateside, and she still doesn't know who
I'm
to love?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, man.
That's kind of where
I blacked out
it.
Out of happiness about halfway through there. I don't
that legitimately is another
love triangle.
Yes, there's legitimately another hour and a half after Pearl Harbor
it's
happens.
It's really long,
I think
yeah.
they come back stateside, and there's like a movie scene where they're both taking her to the movies for the night.
Oh, at the same time?
Yes. I have a weird feeling. Or like she comes out with one of them and she's like, no, you're Tuesday nights.
Dude, this needs to be.
That's right. It's Kate Beckinsale too, huh?
So this needs to be like a regular, like Dave's analysis of a movie. How, what does he
that's
think
that's not
the movie
just
was
Dave.
Really
that's
about?
The analysis of the movie. Yeah. Rafe.
It sounds so bad.
You guys
I actually
name?
Really enjoy the movie.
Rafe McCauley.
But it's really long. It's good. It's a good movie.
I can't take really long movies. I tend to like just space out and want to do something else.
It's like one of those movies they used to make a long time ago where there was intermission.
Oh, God. There had to be an intermission. Like
I'm
a stretch?
Pretty sure there is an intermission. When it was on VHS, it's legitimately 4 VHS tapes.
Holy
John Voight
crud.
Plays Franklin Roosevelt, apparently.
What? Oh, he does. Remember when he stands?
Look
well,
at
he
that
can't
picture
stand.
Of John Voight.
That's like when he was in the 20s.
I know.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie, but that's Josh Hartnett. What other movies he's in? I don't know, but
Lucky Number 11.
Oh yeah,
damn yeah. boy, that was a rabbit hole. That was almost as long as the movie.
It's
I'm
a
saying.
Weird movie, dude. It's
I mean, it's Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, but
oh,
that
no, the they do die. They do
in Pearl Harbor.
No. What
it's
happens?
It's not
is,
there. It's afterwards.
What happens
right?
is they sign up for the special mission to drop the nukes.
That's right, with so, Alec Baldwin.
Yes, Alec Baldwin is. Yeah. So it's undercover, and these yeah. guys don't know what they're going to carry.
Yeah.
But they're trying to figure out how to get the B-52s off of a carrier because the
they
tarmac isn't long
way.
Enough.
Yeah.
So they go through like, and it was a death mission. They take all of the yep. bulletproof glass off. They take all the weight out of the plane
because it's too heavy
but
to get
life,
off.
In real life, it wasn't a death mission.
It's too heavy.
Oh, well, then the movie, they end up flying into rice paddies.
Something like. Wow. And then it's too heavy to get off the plane.
Yeah.
And apparently they need someone really good at flying to lift a stick backwards.
And then he's like, you're not coming, brother. Do my girl. And then he's like, no, you do my girl. And yeah. then it's the same girl.
They yeah. literally didn't say do my girl.
They do. Pretty much. I'll pull up the script.
So then, but oh, they both not, end up going into the mission, and then they die together kissing each other.
Yeah.
In all the
right,
rice paddy.
Let's reenact the whole movie from the script right now.
We just did.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. You know how long it took us to remember the
I told that's
that
right.
felt like a long time.
I was like, oh, Baldwin.
Yeah,
he like wears Baldwin. That cool leather jacket. Yeah,
dude, it's on point.
It's cool.
If you want to be,
it's terrible, but
I don't know. It's like your leather case. It's got a lot of lube, a lot of patina mm-hmm. on it. It's been
well
worn.
There's no lube on my case.
You what said do you, you mean? Lubed it up.
I moisturized it with leather moisturizer.
That's lubing it up.
That is lube, dude.
It wasn't slippery when I was done.
That's what it was called in the you thick of World of War II. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I said eight I different words for saying World War. I got stuck.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, that's right. That's how it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They drop the bombs and they make it out there because they're like, but they didn't know if the yeah. bombs would kill them. So they're like flying as fast as they fucking yeah. can. And they're like, drop the fucking bombs, mm. Josh. And then...
Dude, that actually is what a B-52 sounds like.
But yeah, they're yeah. so used to, like
doing
Dave said, they're
girl.
Used to smooching.
Yeah.
So they're like, eh, we might as well.
Yeah.
So then they do it just for one last time.
And then I think, does one of them live? I think Josh Darnold, Arnold lives maybe. Ben Affleck says you live.
Ah, that's Armageddon.
Oh,
that's not a bad.
That's
movie.
The opposite, that's though.
Is that when they're on the asteroid?
That's Bruce Willis. One
I've
of his.
I've seen that one. I've seen that one.
Yeah, maybe not as good as Space Cowboys, but it's pretty oh good. God.
All right, let's go back. How about Lethal Weapon? No, that's not Bruce Willis. That's the crazy dude. It's
Mel Gibson.
Mel yeah. Gibson.
Yeah. You'd have to do like the Die Hard series.
Die Hard. There, I get those two.
Die Hard's probably his best movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Christmas movie, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to watch it. I haven't watched it in so long.
Talk about needing 4.5 hours to figure
that's
something out.
That's 4.5 hours, too?
To tell someone that's a Christmas movie, I think you need 4.5 hours because people don't get it.
Looper's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I really enjoy Looper. That's a newer one of his.
That's why Star Wars is going to be good.
Why?
Ooh.
Director.
Oh, same one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Rain or whatever.
I got my Star Wars fans official showing Thursday at 6 p.m.
Are they
day
show-
before release.
Are they showing a preview of Dunkirk during it?
No.
I'm out then. I'm
dude,
out.
Has that movie come out yet?
Yeah.
Is
I missed it,
it
though.
I
didn't see
it. Either. And I got corrected on his name, but I'm still going to say it wrong. Cillian Murphy, good actor.
It's Killian.
Killian.
It's Killian.
Yeah, it's Killian Murphy. Yeah, he's also in Peaky Blinders. He's also the Scarecrow in Batman.
He's really good.
Oh, he was good as Scarecrow.
Yeah, he's good. Dude, he's a creepy looking dude.
I would have to say in those newer Batman movies, pretty much all the criminals
all good,
really good.
All you know what?
Except
everyone
for Bane maybe.
Oh, go to hell!
Bane
Bane's
real
the
good.
Best.
Bane is real good.
The best was Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the dude who killed himself.
But on a consistent level, the best is probably Alfred. Michael Caine's real
oh,
good.
That's
as
so wrong, dude.
Well, what's wrong with
Gary
this?
Oldman's obviously the best.
Commissioner
Gordon.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Commissioner Gordon's real good.
Same with the guy from Lost who wears the eye makeup, the governor or whatever his name
he's not in that.
I just thought you threw out Gary Coleman.
Wait, yeah.
I'm like, yes, he is the best.
Commissioner Gordon is a short midget. He's like, where's Batman? Hold on.
He points out every single plane.
The dude from the governor, who is he?
The plane, yeah. The plane.
He's not in it.
Yeah, remember the guy who gets his box gets blown up by Bane.
Bane.
He wears, it's the guy who always looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
I haven't
he
watched three
Lost,
as many of as I've watched number one and two.
He's in one and two, though.
I don't remember
he's
him
the
at all.
Governor or the mayor or something like that.
Wait, but he's the governor in Walking Dead?
No, no, no. He's the governor of Gotham.
Oh,
no,
see,
not
I
the governor.
I thought you were talking about Walking Dead
no,
governor.
It's a guy from Lost.
Oh, see, I got lost. That's my fault.
So
my fault.
That changes the topic. We're going from movies.
Yes.
To Walking Dead. What do you guys think of the season so far? Go.
I didn't watch last week yet. I'm catching up Sunday.
All first right, episode, go. Amazing. I won't talk about second episode yet.
First episode was amazing?
Yeah. I
it was,
loved
it.
It
was decent. It was way better than last
I
season.
I loved it.
So I didn't watch any of the last season. I watched the first episode because I wanted to be in the cool crowd.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm like, why the fuck is there a tiger in the back of a truck?
Oh. So you missed out on all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, tiger's a good character.
I'm like, did they like invade a circus and steal the animal or something?
So the back, that's King Ezekiel's tiger.
Yeah.
King Ezekiel.
He was the tiger's pet keeper. Yeah, saved it as a cub, whatever they call
it. Yeah.
Oh, and it only knows him, right?
Shiva.
Shiva. What happened was they were going to kill the cub, I think, and he saved
Shiva
it.
Shiva Kamala
Mia! Yeah. He saved it, and now it's like life indebted to him to keep him safe.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Has it torn up a zombie yet?
Kills walkers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they killed a human. Real person. I don't know killed if they killed any zombies, but real people, for sure.
So
it will kill some zombies, though.
There was some major... What the heck was that? Oh, wow.
I thought there was cat fights and shit going on outside.
The chicks outside. God, let's whisper so they can't hear us.
Yeah, first episode was real good.
So, yeah, I thought the episode was good, but a couple things. Like, that shoddy, like, metal roofing they put on their cars... That wasn't bulletproof.
Yeah, it 100% is.
Heck no.
It's not shoddy roofing.
Well, at this point,
it's hardened steel plating.
And at this point, they're pretty much shooting homemade ammo.
Oh, really? They go into that?
I don't think they have any bullets anymore.
They haven't got there yet. But it's like reloads. You know, they're not getting the freshest of fresh.
They go through a lot of ammunition for having no sporting goods stores.
Exactly. So, you know, they got to be on some, you know, lame rounds that barely ding.
Well, I remember they like when they take over these cities, sometimes they find a cache of ammunition and weapons.
They haven't gone for a cash run in a while.
No, it's been a while.
They've been on killing missions.
Well, that's because the cache runs, everyone usually, at least one person dies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Every time.
It's a good show.
They're already talking about Rick dying.
It's a good show.
So.
If Rick dies, I'm done.
Okay, who's the dude with the baseball bat? Neville?
Negan.
Neville Longbottom.
I know. Yeah.
That's Harry Potter.
I know.
Dude, he could have been shot like four times in the last episode. They're just letting him live. It's so obvious.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed shots. On that.
Walk up, boom,
I wish.
Shot.
Here's my thing. I wish he would have died and GTA guy takes over.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I want him to take over.
From 30 feet with an AR, Trevor. You should have been able to hit that dude.
You're famished. You've been in the thick of it for years
He's
now.
He's got enough energy to bang chicks. He can fucking shoot this dude.
Michonne.
Oh, Rick Superhuman.
He goes, sword for you, sword for me.
He was. That was all part of his plan.
I know. I just wanted to scare him. Let him know what's up.
Exactly.
Was he famished when he shot the lady he was into's husband, the town drunk?
That was from 2 feet away. I could have hit that shot.
See, that was legit.
That was pretty
good. Yeah, that's Rick Grimes, baby.
Kill him, Rick. And boom.
I know. Dead. He also wasn't using that gun. That's it.
He probably can't
shoot a rifle. He's not a rifleman.
He's 44 mag.
He's a marksman with the hand cannons.
I see a lot of 1911s in that show, too.
Best gun ever made.
That's a pistol?
Yeah. No. It's like the old World War One.
Nice.
Yep.
That Rick's a Colt man,
1911.
Right? He shoots a 1911?
No, he shoots .44 Ruger. Probably a Ruger.
What are some of the guns that you see in there? I know those are the two. You see a shit ton of ARs.
Yep.
Do you see any polymer guns?
Yeah, they shoot polymer guns.
Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that many of them. So
zero shotguns. I can't really ever think of a shotgun.
Shotguns can be super effective.
Yeah, well, it just blows.
You gotta reload too much.
You have to reload the crossbows way harder.
Well,
than
I know,
shotgun.
But the fact that Daryl's still alive is mind boggling because that's the worst weapon. I'm sorry.
But isn't that one of like a fan favorite of all of them?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I would say his role in Blade is far superior.
Oh my god!
What? The original Blade?
He's in Blade.
Wait, is that with Denzel Washington?
Wow! Unreal.
Oh, is that the guy that had tax evasion?
We'll just cut it now. Good. Hey, see you guys next week.
Who's the old guy? Who's Wesley Snipes' right hand man? The dude with the gimp.
It's not Ron Perlman.
I can't remember.
Is the guy from Roadhouse? The cooler guy from Roadhouse. The old guy.
I don't remember.
Have you seen Roadhouse?
Yeah. They're remaking it, but...
Blade? Oh, my God. Don't remake that one.
Yeah.
Leave it.
But
I actually don't think they're going to make that anymore.
You don't think so?
Not with Rhonda.
That's a good point. Yeah. But, yeah, Daryl, I don't understand.
Dude, we sound like we're plugged into the Hollywood
I'm thinking
scene.
It's Kris Kristofferson.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's Blade's right-hand man.
Really? God, I don't remember Blade then.
Because in number three, it's Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel. Two is when he teams up with the other ones for the hybrid vampires.
Dude, I have to say.
And so you have Daryl, and then you have, who's right. the guy from Sons of Anarchy? He hates him. He puts the bomb in the back of his head.
The music from the Blood Rave at the beginning of Blade was like, yeah. That got me into the fucking like, sweet techno.
They say that was the start of comic movies too.
Really?
Blade's a superhero.
It's a good movie, though, all around.
It's a good storyline.
Yeah. It's a pretty good movie.
Hmm. I mean, it's no... what's the one with Corey Feldman?
The Notebook?
No, where he's a where he's a vampire.
Corey, what?
Werewolf in London?
Lost? No, not Lost.
It's a television
movie. Lost Boys.
Yeah, The Lost Boys.
An excellent movie.
Wait, that's about werewolves?
No, it's about vampires.
Oh, that's about vampires?
Remember?
Dude, it's really good.
The other Corey's a vampire. The two Corey's.
Really?
Oh my gosh. It is an excellent
movie. Kiefer Sutherland's best role, probably.
I'd have to say, if you haven't seen it, see it again. It's real good.
I haven't.
Oh, it's you got to put on the list. It's one of the best movies.
Deal. 1987, huh?
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland's. It's almost like your greasers. Kind of movie cars, but
Pony
Boy
Curtis, huh?
Yeah. He's a leader of the cool gang, and he's like, let me bite your neck.
Look at Kiefer.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Holy smokes.
Have you seen Interview with a Vampire?
No.
Oh, God.
What?
No. It's Tom Cruise.
And a young Drew Barrymore, and Christian Slater is interviewing Tom Cruise.
Right on.
Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Joke.
I haven't started yet. I'm probably won't. Yeah. I probably won't watch till the whole season, or at least halfway.
It's good.
Real good or good?
It's always good.
Real good.
It's always good.
Dude, that
it's
movie,
a hell of
I'm
good
telling
show.
You, it makes you feel like I think they do the best job ever like trying to make someone feel like they're schizophrenic, like with that guy.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because it's crazy. That's like a psychological thriller. The realest hacking like that's ever been on TV. Dogs are partying around us.
Yeah, they are. They're like, they agree. One of the best shows.
They're big Mr. Robot fans.
That's the sound of a greyhound just getting a wild hair. Rabbit just getting tormented right now. Just gonzo.
We went through the fastest animals. Ooh, yeah.
I'm down for this. This is awesome.
It's killing like a little stuffed animal.
The neck is straight up gone.
This is exciting podcasting right here, folks.
It's like a snake when it eats like a huge animal and it slowly opens its mouth to swallow the whole thing.
Well, I think on that note, you guys have anything else you guys wanted to chitty chat about?
I don't think so. iPhone X, baby.
What'd you say?
iPhone X, baby.
Oh, iPhone Yee! X.
10, I guess, but I think they're going to change their ways.
X. I like the X. It sounds cooler.
Shout out to our super fans.
Medicine Man.
Medicine Man Dan.
Wait, Medicine Man Dan.
That's his name.
Dan?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's a medicine man.
Dave's like mom.
Yeah. Paradise
Shout
Lost.
Out. Shout out Paradise Lost.
Yep.
Phil Cousins.
Phil Cousins.
I don't know if he's still around.
Phil Cousins. Yeah. We don't have no pictures of our shoes. No. But
we just got a retweet from
that one guy.
Drone flyer.
Yeah, FPV viewer or FPV drone flyer. First person viewer.
Not HPV. FPV. And I have to say, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sticker Mule?
Sticker Mule.
The gun guys. What happened to the gun guys?
The gun thing's over with. I don't think that's
never
a good
mind.
Code anymore.
Wait, what?
You know the holster discount we got? That's
still
over.
Great product. Just because it's not rolling doesn't mean you shouldn't check it out.
Wait, they like went out of business?
No, they're still open. It's just that we don't have the coats on it anymore. The shirts are still up for sale if you want to get a shirt or sweatshirt or panties.
That's available? Holy smokes.
I don't know.
Wow.
There's a big fist right there.
Whoa! That's true.
It's the MPD show. Bam!
That would be really bad choice of panties.
Or great.
Here's the joke, though. The boyfriend doesn't know that she's got them on, and the boyfriend freaks out like, who's already got you? She's like, oh, just these random dudes on the internet.
Oh, my God.
That would be the first time people have heard that, probably. Mm-hmm. No. But that's it. I think that's a wrap. Oh, I could play some more of that music on the way out.
Play that Cuphead.
Yeah, a little Cuphead action. Yes.
Well, check out what's going on the Twitter, too, throughout the night. So if you want to see what's going on, MBD show's always going. Bear the Terror.
You still got the sticker
going
on the back of that thing?
Yeah, sticker's still on. Well, because I don't have the case.
Yeah.
As soon as I get home, I'm slapping the case on. I got to admit, I was just looking. I text the wife. The privacy mode is set. It's pretty sweet. So if you know how on the iPhones you can see the text message, it gives you like the first couple lines. Before I unlock the phone, it just says I have a text message. It won't give me the preview. So someone can't just come up to it.
I kind of like that.
So when you get your dick pics from your buddies,
yeah. I like that.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to play out with the song here. It's called Shooting and Looting.
Ooh. Shout out to Live PD Crew.
Oh, yeah, Live PD
Crew. I'm back on. I've been gone hunting over the month. Hit a little Disneyland trip, too, we didn't even get to.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Well, yeah,
we can bring
that
up last time. But Live PD Crew's on Friday night, Saturday nights. Stay safe out there.
That's a thing. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Good.
All right, hey, bye.
Don't crash your car.
If you're going to drive with drugs in your car, make sure your car's headlights and taillights are working and you at least have a valid driver's license and insurance.
Don't ride dirty.
Well, if you're going to ride dirty, do all the proper things. Don't be an idiot.
Okay. Quick thing I hear. We watch Live PD. Dude, if you have a good car, you drive safe, you will be able to break the law successfully 100% of the time.
Pretty close. Because back
to
back,
what I've been saying for years.
Well, hold on, and don't be an idiot. Because back to back weeks in Utah, I think 1 week was 30 pounds of marijuana and 1 week was 20 pounds. Both weekends, the cop pulled them over for the car driving too close to the car in front of them, just for tailgating. Pulled them over, ended up finding all the weed.
Huge mistake.
And in Utah, weed's a huge offense. So you're in California.
Huge mistake.
Don't drive your weed through Utah.
Just don't tailgate people.
That's fact.
Jeez, come on.
No need to be a dickhead on the road.
Yeah. Isn't that Cuphead, baby?
We had now, and I'm